Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Should ICE agents taking part in those controversial immigrant roundups be allowed to wear masks while making arrests? Some local lawmakers say no, and they're rallying behind a bill that would prevent it. There was a protest today in Manhattan.
Advocates here say the goal is to restore transparency. Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez says ICE agents need to get rid of the masks and identify themselves.
We will never accept if the NYPD operated like this. So why should ICE be any different?
She says it's time to bring back basic accountability because
the HAS has been completely out of control.
Now, while Congresswoman Jerry Nadler believes this,
everybody who looks Hispanic is in great danger of just being whisked off the street.
This supporter says,
I think it's really everyone who doesn't fit the white blue eye profile.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Federal Plaza.
1010 Winds has reached out to the Department of Homeland Security for a comment. Well, police in Queens are on the lookout for a rape suspect. Investigators say the man tried to attack a woman near Hoffman Drive and Woodhaven Boulevard at Elmhurst. Happened Friday around 4:30 in the morning. The suspect fled into a subway station. The woman not seriously hurt. Well, big pre-Independence Day fireworks bust in Brooklyn, where more than $250,000 worth of the illegal explosives turned up in a warehouse in Bensonhurst. Investigators say the stash belonged to 42-year-old Lisen Pan, who's now facing criminal charges. Investigators say the suspect was selling everything from rockets to Roman candles and sparklers, all of which is illegal in New York, at least without a license. Among the charges, weapons possession and reckless endangerment. Well, ahead of the city's big Pride parade tomorrow, the New York Roadrunners held its 44th annual LGBTQ Pride Run this morning in Central Park. CEO Rob Simulcare telling 1010 Winds that the run celebrates togetherness.
We're, of course, all about the power of running to transform lives and make people happier and better people. And I think combining pride and running is a really beautiful combination, and we're just thrilled that we're able to celebrate this again.
Today is also Harlem Pride, with the festival happening until 6 tonight on 12th Avenue between 131st and 132nd Streets. For the city's big Pride parade tomorrow, there will be extra security on hand as always, but no specific or credible threats to the celebration. The parade steps off at noon from 5th Avenue and 25th Streets. Well, still no word what caused a massive apartment blaze last night in the Bronx, one that took a life and several firefighters among the injured.
FDNY says an 85-year-old man is dead, 9 injured, including firefighters. Miglina lives next door to apartment 1C. She woke her neighbors up yelling,
"Fuego, fuego, go sai, go sai!"
Then jumped down the fire escape while her 14-year-old granddaughter, London, called 911.
I told them that the house next door was on fire. Give them the address.
Andre lives in the area.
It's very scary. It's very scary.
Teaching his kids what to do during a fire. Fire started early.
Code words and stuff like that. Try to practice that and, you know, escape routes. If something happens, what to do.
Next door to the fire, Jesus. His apartment also damaged. He says he'll stay in a hotel for a few days.
Medio malo.
Malo is bad?
Yeah.
Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Fire officials say when crews arrived to fight that blaze, they found a car parked in front of a hydrant. It didn't delay the response, but the FDNY wants to remind drivers that blocking hydrants is illegal and could land you a fine as high as $5,000. A man who was allegedly driving without a license is facing a long list of criminal charges after an accident in the Bronx last night. It put 3 pedestrians in the hospital, including a 33-year-old man who's critical. Investigators are looking into whether 28-year-old Charles Jenkins may have been trying to avoid a police checkpoint when his Honda Civic collided with several other cars near Hunts Point Avenue and Bruckner Boulevard and jumped a curb and struck 3 men on the sidewalk. The driver now faces charges, including vehicular assault. Well, now more about what's in the city's $116 billion budget deal. Public libraries will be getting a boost of about $15 million, plus another $2 million to keep branches open on Sundays. Dennis Walcott is the president and CEO of the Queens Public Library.
Libraries are so important because they're the truly open democratic institution. People have to pay to come through our doors. We are available to all people, no matter their background. There's a welcoming, warm environment. We don't judge people who walk through our doors. And that's the greatest thing in the world, to have that available to the public.
The specific branches that will open on Sunday have not been announced yet. The budget is also expected to include additional funding for immigrant legal services and for child care programs for two-year-olds. A diploma and a huge surprise for some newly minted high school grads in Newark. More than 30 students who'd completed a dual enrollment program for careers in education were offered jobs and a nice salary as well. The Newark Board of Ed posted a video.
I want to become a music educator back in Newark Public Schools.
He wants to become a music teacher in the Newark Public Schools. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Here's a $74,000 contract.
Now, the offer is conditional. The grads have to finish their bachelor's degrees first and become certified to teach in New Jersey. That salary offer is worth the work, though, because it's nearly double the average starting salary in the Garden State. Well, this year's NHL draft began yesterday with an emotional moment for Islanders fans and for a talented young hockey player who's about to join the organization.
Oh, sorry. Okay, we're good.
When the New York Islanders selected 17-year-old defenseman Matthew Schaefer with the number one overall pick, they presented him with a jersey that had a pink breast cancer ribbon stitched onto it. Schaefer lost his mother to breast cancer last year. He slipped on the jersey, kissed the patch, pointed to the sky, and cried.
I miss her a lot, and I wish she could be here today.
She's got a front row seat to it right now.
Yeah. Thank you.
Islanders general manager Matthew Darche.
The human being is as outstanding as the hockey player, so we're so excited to have him here.
Schaefer is from Ontario, and he's only the fifth defenseman chosen first overall in the past 25 years. That was correspondent Michael Wallace. Today is day two of the NHL draft.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.